Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Not really that I can recall. All I know is we won the game. We found a way. It was a fun game to be a part of, but you know, we understand as a team that what we did last year has no effect, is not going to help us in any way in this next coming game. They're a team that's playing at a high level right now. We got to be ready for whatever they can throw at us. Got to have a good work of practice and be ready to go try to win over there an in-division game in a hostile environment. That's all we're working for right now, is trying to put our best foot forward to try to win a game. For sure. I mean, maybe after I'm done playing. But, we're just so focused on the next week and again, just trying to find a way to go 1-0.
What stands out with their defense?
Obviously, you talk about Judon. He's a game wrecker right now. I think he leads the league in sacks. I think their secondary, again, it's a Patriot secondary. It's guys that are smart, tough football players that can play multiple spots. They can play man from zone looks and zone from man looks, and I think that's, you know, why a lot of people struggle against them, because they can show you so many different things and do so many different things. So again, trusting our base rules, trusting my eyes, and making the smart decision and, you know, living to fight another down.
Josh, how has that gotten easier though for you over the last couple of seasons to be able to see that they're maybe like hiding something in their coverages or whatever? How have you been able to see that and react?
Yeah, I think that last word, react, is kind of what you needed to do. You can't sit and see something pre-snap and, you know, predetermine that it's like, all right, I see man, it's man. You got to be very good post-snap, understanding, you know, what their safeties are doing, what their corners are doing, where their eyes are at, where their leverage is at, post-snap. And obviously post-snap's going to tell you everything. Most teams you can see pre-snap and you have a good idea of what's going to happen. Now with these guys, they do such a good job of moving and showing one way and bringing it the other. So again, trust in eyes, trust in reads. When it's not there, you know, finding check downs, playing smart football.
What's it like having John Brown back and getting him into the fold, a guy who was here as you kind of took a forward step in your career?
Yeah, it's good to see Smoke back. Good to have him back. We love him in this locker room. We've missed him in the last year. But it's just a veteran presence that knows our offense. He can still play too. So if he's, I don't know really what the plan is. It's not up to me or my decisions. But it's a guy that I trust. I've got a lot of familiarity with. A guy that I can rely on. So it's good to have him back.
Josh, when John was there in Buffalo in the early stretch of your career, just how much of your early career development do you give credit to John too and what he was able to do?
Yeah, he was awesome for me. I believe he's my first 1,000-yard receiver there in my second year. Just a guy that, again, showed me how, you know, guys should work in this league. He practices extremely hard. He's always got a good attitude about him. He's always about the team. And you love when you're able to bring guys back like that who, again, work really hard and care about each other and do things the right way. So that's a sign of a good locker room when you can bring back veteran leaders like that. I couldn't say it feels any different. I think the feel that we have in this locker room, I think that's a testament to some of our core guys and our leaders here, where guys want to come back and play with this team. It always feels good when you got guys wanting to come back. We don't take that lightly here. We care about each other in this locker room. It's a very family-like atmosphere, and I think that's what guys appreciate about it, and it's what I appreciate about it. So it feels good.
Running downfield, he's like thinking slide. When you're running and deciding if you're going to go down or slide, what's that like? Like, how much time do you have to be like, how am I going to end this run? Like, what's going through your head in
Yeah, I mean, guys are fast in this league. Things happen extremely quick. You know, whether it's third down and just like, I don't know if I'm at the yard markers here. I have a good idea of where I'm at, but I'm not quite sure. Maybe that's when you kind of try to get an extra yard or two. But if it's an open field, like I know I've ran for the first down, saving a hit, trying to get down. I know that doesn't happen always. But, you know, being smart with, you know, if and when I'm taking hits, how I'm taking them, who they're from. But, yeah, I understand that. That's, you know, that's how I play the game. I'm a football player, and hits are going to happen. You're going to get hit in the pocket too, and that's just kind of how the dice rolls sometimes. But, yeah, being smart and getting down when I need to and when I can, it's should be priority number one.
A weird question, but like when you're running, how much thinking is there of like, okay, I've got to get here and I should get down because someone's coming? Like, how much is going through your head?
Yeah, but I mean, believe it or not, the really the only thing that's going through my head is don't get hit. You know, whether it's slowing down and feeling someone behind me, like I got to speed up here. You know, I'd rather take on maybe a DB in front of me than a lineman behind me. Sometimes that goes through your mind too. But again, it's just like, all right, I've got enough time. Let's get down, slide, be smart, and get back in the huddle.
Josh, with the last 2 weeks this team has had, just in terms of kind of the schedule being all over the place, now you guys are going Thursday to Thursday, which is not common, and today is a Wednesday, but it's Sunday. What helps you get through these weeks the most when things are off?
Yeah, I think what helps us is our schedule's been extremely uncommon this year. You know, we've had game one and went straight to a Monday night, then had a Sunday night, then had a 4 o'clock Sunday game. You know, Thanksgiving, like, we've just been so in the air with our schedule, and I think Coach McDermott's done such a great job of being smart with how we're practicing, you know, when we're going full pads, when to give guys a little bit of a break. You know, when you have a coach that's willing to do that and make sure guys are well rested, guys appreciate that. I think it's the leadership that we have on this team, and it starts with Coach McDermott and making sure that guys are ready to go. But again, guys being smart and getting in the training room, making sure their bodies are ready for game day.
I know that Ike Lundberg still has some time to return to the active roster, but what is it like seeing him on the field today? It's been a ride for him to get back to the field.
Yeah, he's a king. I freaking love Ike. I don't think you can find one guy in the world that has a bad thing to say about Ike. The ultimate team guy. So I know he's had quite a bit of journey to get back to where he's at right now. But the work, again, that he's put in the training room with our training staff has been second to none. You know, he's spent countless hours here, even back home in Iowa, going to different places and getting treatment there, you know, doing everything that he can do to get back on the field you know, with his teammates. And guys love that, admire that about him. He's truly the best. We freaking love him here.
Games are important, but obviously this is a big stretch of division games here. Goal number one is to win that division. How important is this stretch as you ramp up into it?
Yeah, I mean, yeah, division games, you got to win them. You know, we know our record this year in them. It's not easy going on the road and playing in division games. We got to understand that and be ready for, again, a hostile environment. So that's why this week of practice is so important for us to establish a game plan that we feel comfortable with. So, you know, come Thursday night, we can kind of play freely and you know, be ready for that. So, you got to win your division games. Hey, guys.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.